Okay, guys, take a break. I'm going to my dressing room for a minute. A little wardrobe.
The call is 5 minutes. 5 minutes to place it. I guess it's just me and you.
The scream came from the stairs declaring 5 minutes until stage right. The green room was blue, and she felt queasy in her loathing of this passion. Her diamonds glittered next to the zirconium she received for engagement number 13. It deserved to be placed in the jar marked abnormal. Or was that just her attitude? Fussing with the strands of mud-colored hair, she began to realize it was all about mud and zirconium and glitter. Stage right, stage right. Oh my God, she's being paid to smile right now. She says her lines from the subconscious level of angst. Curtsy, seats empty, exit stage. Now it's up to the roadies that have been at the bar during her performance. Bunch of drunks. She stops the tall one and asks him for a cigarette because he always complies. The red-haired guy from seat B16 joins them. He lets her know he was on the second row. Didn't she see him smiling at her? She can only wonder how in the world he does not understand that the lights are hot and blinding. She would not recognize her mother in that crowd. Yet she smiles and signs his book. He forgets his manners and he skips away. She frets with a cigarette. It's unlike the mild one she smokes all day long. The tall one asks her if she's okay. She shoves tears from her jaded eyes and warns him that he had better not ever ask her that again. She retreats, going through the general audience entrance and falls into the street. Not a car in sight to walk out in front of. She takes a seat on the concrete and applies her back to the marble-faced theater. Mud, zirconium, glitter. That's all there is. She can dream of nothing else. The tall one has stalked her silhouette for the last half hour and chooses to tempt fate and approach her. Silently, they take the path to the Holiday Inn down the street. Afternoon sun awakens them to another day of getting paid to smile.